Well, that was unexpected. The Boston Celtics actually gutted out a win in a great way. Let's talk about it on a Thursday Locked On Celtics. Millies, let's go. Rain and Jay's back with the vengeance back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. This the truth like 34. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. The crowd goes crazy. Most in-depth coverage on the daily. Mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings. Focus like Danny at the deadline. Global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line. Play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day. Trying to stay in tune with the C's, that's the best way. Melly. Hey there, welcome back to the Locked On Celtics podcast. Thank you for making this show part of your daily routine, whatever it is that you're doing right now at this moment. I'm very happy that I am along with you in your ear, in your headphones, or maybe on a speaker while you're taking a shower, whatever it is. I'm just glad to be part of this routine. I'm John Corrales. I cover the Boston Celtics for Boston Sports Journal. You can subscribe right now with the promo code Corrales. You'll get $5 off an annual subscription. That works out to less than $3 a month. I also have written a book. It's called The Boston Celtics All-Time All-Stars. It's now available for sale. Online booksellers everywhere, or like around the world too. And I'm doing a book signing virtually on April 29th. So follow my social channels, Reds_Army_John. I'll tweet out more details as that gets closer. You can buy a book and have it personalized for me through the book signing. Today, I am discussing a Boston Celtics win over the New York Knicks, 101-99. And it's not that they won that's surprising. It's that they won the way they did. That they took multiple shots, that they had multiple opportunities to cave the way they have caved in the past, and they didn't take them. They fought back. They kept their poise. They had resolve. They won an important game, a very important game. So, you know, I'm going to follow my traditional post-game format, the good, segment one, the bad, segment two, and in segment three, another topic, in this case, that was nice, let's do it again. And just the need for, like, this is nice, basically. But I want to see more. This was great. I'll talk more about that in a minute. This episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the app and join me on Friday. I'll tweet out, again, on my Twitter. I'll tweet out time and all of that. You can get into the action. Speak to me directly. Locker Room is changing the way we talk about sports. So the Celtics, back and forth in this one. Jaylen Brown was great. If you look at, let's look at the box score a little bit. Jaylen Brown, 12 of 26, 5 of 13 from 3. That's not, I mean, it's a lot of three-pointers, but he shot 38.5%, perfectly fine. 32 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, a block, just beautiful. Jason Tatum, 25 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, did have 8 turnovers. 17 points for Marcus Smart, who scored almost all of those in the fourth quarter. An amazing fourth quarter performance. And then the Celtics got big contributions from Tristan Thompson, whose stat line wasn't particularly great, but 3 block shots was huge. 3 offensive rebounds, 8 rebounds total was a big deal. And that's the extent. The other guys did well. Shemi Ojeleye hit a couple of threes. Some guys didn't do so well. I'll talk about them in the next segment. But let's start with Jaylen Brown, who put forth really an all-star level game. This was the type of game that he started out the season playing this type of basketball. And then he went into a little bit of a lull because that was really unsustainable type of stuff. But this performance from Jaylen Brown was awesome. And it's funny, and I don't know if anybody else noticed this, but early on, he seemed to be, I don't know if he was a little out of it or what, but it seemed like on his first catch, it almost took him by surprise. And you could hear Marcus Smart. And one of the best things about the way things are set up right now with not that many fans, you can kind of hear a lot of what Marcus Smart is saying. And he said something like, you know, be ready, Jaylen. He's out there talking a lot. Marcus Smart was talking a lot to everybody. It was kind of fun. And then I forget what the play was, but you know, Marcus Smart was in there. It wasn't just like a pat on the butt or a high five. He was like patting him on the chest, like really, really, really encouraging him. And I don't know. I feel like after a game like on Tuesday where Jaylen Brown wasn't very good. Jaylen Brown seemed disengaged, as I talked about in yesterday's podcast. This was a game where at first I wasn't sure where Jaylen Brown's game was going to go, but then he picked it up. Now, he was 3 of 7 from the free throw line. That has to get better. But other than that, he was, as the game continued, he got better and better and better. I think there was, when there was a play earlier when Jason Tatum drove to the middle, Jaylen Brown cut baseline, was a beautiful cut, gorgeous cut, nice pass, good recognition from both guys, led to a two-hand dunk. That kind of was like the impetus. Like all of a sudden, he was getting bouncy and he was getting kind of into the game. He had some really great finishes in the first half, like really wild finishes. And that really started him going. And he had a foul that he almost finished. He was doing his flex. Like as the game continued, he got stronger and stronger and stronger. Now, Jason Tatum, also very good, except for the 8 turnovers, which were a problem. The 8 turnovers, there were a few that were careless. There were a few that were just good defense by New York. They doubled him in the right. They surprised him with the double teams. And it's something that he's going to get used to. He's got to get used to because you can't have 8 turnovers, obviously. The Celtics overall as a team had 17. So he had half the Celtics turnovers. If he just has a normal game with 2 or 3, then maybe this isn't as close. So that is certainly something he's got to clean up. It's something that he's had to clean up, and that you just got to understand. And it's tough for Tatum because he's constantly getting doubled. Like they are really making an effort to get the ball out of his hands. He just has to be aware of how teams are playing him. And that's just going to take a lot of film study, a lot of practice. But the best part for Tatum, and the same thing for Brown, is that at the end in the fourth quarter, they were attacking. They weren't settling for 3-pointers. They were getting to the rim. And that's just big. They saw an opportunity. They saw that the Knicks didn't have a rim protector, and they took advantage of it. They took advantage of it. You don't see that with these guys very often. They still will normally pull up for a fadeaway, mid-range, something. And both of those guys attacked. So that is a super important development to me. Marcus Smart, 14-point fourth quarter, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, just 1 turnover. He had a great play where Tatum did do one of his fadeaways. And Smart kind of came in and saw that it was going to be an air ball. And kind of like, almost like a football player kind of catching it in the breadbasket, caught it and then went back up with it and put it in. That was great recognition. Smart was just doing Marcus Smart things. And this was the thing with this team. They had chances early in the fourth quarter. They were cold and they didn't let it get them down. They got down 7 and they answered. Even after some questionable call on Smart, which was his 4th foul, he didn't let it get to him. They answered and they fought back. Even with 2:22 to go, I think it was, Celtics running out of bounds play, Jason Tatum inbounds it, gets over to Marcus Smart on the left, kind of like, not left wing, but top of the key, left of the circle. Tatum's supposed to cut, and he gets bumped off his path. Okay, the Knicks physical team, they bumped Tatum. He's thrown off. It's a timing play. Marcus Smart throws the ball out of bounds. He just kind of assumed Tatum was going to get through. Okay, fine. Miscalculation by Marcus Smart. Now, that could have been a play where things went south. But Smart, to his credit, settled everybody down, made sure everybody knew, that's on me. I got it. Don't worry about it. Jason, don't hang your head. No one else, don't hang your head. I got it. Let's move on. And the Celtics responded. The Knicks came down and scored, and the Celtics came back and scored. And that's where Marcus Smart really was at his best. And then, of course, late in the game, he hit 2 huge 3-pointers. And so a beautiful Marcus Smart game. And Tristan Thompson is the last good I'm going to mention here. because fresh off of COVID, and he was supposed to play in short bursts, and I think he played in longer bursts than I expected. Played 22 minutes, which Brad Stevens, who dunked on me in the post-game press conference when I asked him about those minutes, but it's on my Twitter. You can go check it out. Tristan Thompson played the 22 minutes, which was the high end of the minutes restriction. Did well, had those block shots, had a huge one late in the game. Was just very physical, matched their physicality. A bad matchup for Robert Williams. I'll talk about in the next segment. They needed this from Tristan Thompson. It was very important to have him in this game. He was a team best plus eight in the fourth quarter. Two of his block shots came in the fourth. He played 7.5 minutes in the fourth. It was very much a positive performance for Tristan Thompson. This creates a discussion that I'll continue in that next segment, because, you know, now we're starting to see that there may be matchup stuff that is at play here. Going to talk about that. Robert Williams, Romeo Langford, Peyton Pritchard, all on the thumbs down side when I return. Now, wouldn't it be great if there was a pocket-sized guide that helped you sleep better, focus better, act better? There is. If you've got 10 minutes, Headspace can change your life. Headspace is a daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Headspace is one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever your situation is, Headspace really can help you feel better. Are you feeling overwhelmed? A lot of us are these days. Headspace has a 3-minute SOS guided meditation for you. Need some help falling asleep? That's where I need it. Headspace has wind-down sessions that their members and I swear by. For parents, Headspace has morning meditations that you can do with your kids. Now, I can attest to this because their approach to mindfulness is reducing stress. It improves sleep, boosts focus. I use it because here I am at almost 2:30 in the morning. I've got to get my energy up for a podcast, but then I need to get to sleep because I got to wake up tomorrow and there's a lot to do in the morning. So I need a wind down, and Headspace helps me do that. It's backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/lockedonNBA. That's headspace.com/lockedonNBA for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/lockedonNBA today. Head to Rock Auto if you need anything for your car. It's spring. You need something to freshen up the car. So something simple, floor mats, carpet, upholstery, something to dangle from your mirror, an air freshener, wipers, all of that stuff. Simple stuff available at rockauto.com. Complicated stuff. I had my friend DM me a couple weeks ago about a $1,000 part that he was going to get charged from his mechanic. $400 at rockauto.com. Why? Because they treat people like people. They don't change their prices based on what the market will bear. They don't charge different prices for pros versus do-it-yourselfers. And it's all online, so you don't have to go to one of those chain stores and buy whatever's in stock, whatever they have, they give you at whatever they want to charge you. Check out rockauto.com. It's a family business with a unique catalog that's very easy to navigate. When you go there and you buy something, because I know you'll buy something, make sure you write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box. That's how they know we sent you. It's super important that you write How Did You Hear Locked On in your How Did You Hear About Us box. It's an amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
Be sure to follow our social channels, LO Celtics on Twitter and Locked On Celtics on Instagram.
Plenty of sports news out there besides the Celtics and the NBA, the Masters, baseball, all kinds of stuff. And it's all covered on the Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski harnesses the power of the network with our local experts to get you the latest news on every major sport. So follow Locked On Today on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's look at the down from this game, this win over the New York Knicks. Let's start with Robert Williams, since I ended with Tristan Thompson. Second straight game, second straight struggle fest for Robert Williams, and it's pretty clear that this is going to be a matchup thing for him. It's not a concern. It's not a long-term thing. I feel confident that with a training camp and with a preseason and with all of the practice time that comes with a normal NBA season, that there are things that he can work through. There are ways the Celtics can fix this. Right now, the matchups are going to be a little bit more of a problem. And so Robert Williams against these stronger teams, you know, bigger teams, Philly, big and strong, right? New York, big, strong, tough, physical team. Rob's not doing well with that right now. And maybe he will later this season. Who knows? He's going to get his shots at it. I'm not saying don't play him. But this was another game where he struggled. So maybe, remember when I said, hey, are we sure we want to start him? Okay, in some of these games, yeah, you do want to start him. And I don't want to take away his minutes with the starters. There are plenty of opportunities for him to play with all of or most of the starters. Okay, this is not going to say when you come off the bench, you're strictly a bench guy. But I think what we've seen now, that matchup with Joel Embiid and this matchup against the Knicks, when we see Tristan Thompson back, I think we're starting to see, for now, in the short term, say that clearly, short term, there is value to reading the matchups and playing the right guy at the right time. So that just means that both Tristan Thompson and Robert Williams are just going to have to prepare themselves for, hey, in some games you're going to start, in some games you're going to come off the bench, because right now, this is what we need. And I think that's probably just the best way to approach it. Against the Knicks, against the Sixers, against the stronger teams, the tougher teams, maybe you go with a Tristan Thompson. Against more of the finesse teams, you go with Robert Williams. I think that's just the smart allocation of the talent, right? They're trying to win right now. Each game is super important. This isn't like the beginning of the year anymore, right? This isn't like the experimentation phase. That stuff is done. It's time to win games. But Rob struggled in this one. So did Romeo Langford, who started in this game. I question that decision from Brad Stevens, but I get it. He's big. He's rangy. You know, he's 6'5". The Knicks have big wings. Sure, you want to match up against those. And if this was a playoff series, maybe starting Romeo would work in a playoff series. Right? Like that, I'm not saying that move would never work. I just think, like, in his, what, third game back, that starting might have been just a tick too much for him. And you can see it. He was a little slow. His timing was off. He looked a little kind of unsure of things. I'm not sure that would have been my move. And I know people want to lose their minds when Semi Ojeleye starts, but I think the continuity with Semi is just a little bit better for right now. Again, short term. But it ended up not costing them, really, because they won the game. And hey, now you've got a bunch of film on Romeo Langford, so it's not like the worst thing in the world. But Romeo struggled in this one. Although, I will say, even though he struggled, he hit a huge shot in the fourth quarter. It was Celtics down 5. And he had a huge corner three-pointer to keep them close. So shout out to Romeo. I think it was in the fourth quarter. It was a big shot to keep the Celtics close. So he still did good things. I'm not saying that he sucked, but it was a struggle. And finally, Peyton Pritchard, who was indecisive with the ball. Their size bothered Peyton Pritchard. And Peyton Pritchard, again, rookie. None of these things are like super bothersome, but there was one play late in the shot clock that you could see that Jaylen Brown was, he got the ball like with a couple of seconds left in the shot clock, and he was forced to put up a crappy shot, right? So really that 5 of 13, he had two, I think, end of shot clock where he had to shoot it no matter what. And so really his 5 of 13 was 5 of 11 because two shots he had to force up. But where Peyton Pritchard started to drive and he was like, oh, shit, the trees, let me back this out. And then he gave it to Jalen. That Jalen was like, look, make a play. If you're already there, make a play. And that's a rookie thing. But he was indecisive with the ball, which makes him a little slow. Problem for him this season. So what? He's a rookie. He'll get over that. But certainly stopped short on a few drives and took some deep, deep three-pointers. Like, what are you doing, Peyton? Some deep three-pointers. But he loves those. He's got no shame. And, you know, I would rather rein it in than try to draw it out, right? Like, it's harder to take somebody who's, like, reserved and pull that personality out of them than it is to take somebody who's out there and be like, okay, let's calm you down a little bit. Pritchard will be okay. Not a great game for him. Up next, I compared this Celtics win to 30 Rock. If you watch 30 Rock, this is Tracy Jordan's one-man show. I'll explain that when I come back. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get all of your sports action, whatever you're looking to bet on. If it's a sport that's playing right now in the U.S., probably around the world, there's a good chance that you can bet on it at BetOnline. Don't want to bet on sports? Feel like betting on a reality TV show? They got that too. Awards, all of that stuff with real-time updated odds and props on just about anything you can imagine. Go to BetOnline right now. Go to the website or use your mobile device. Sign up today with the promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So whatever you deposit, $200, you'll get a $100 welcome bonus. That's how the 50% welcome bonus works with the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Please gamble responsibly.
Make sure you're subscribed to Locked On Celtics wherever you get podcasts or follow us on Spotify.
College basketball season is over, which means now is the time for evaluation, which means now is the time for the Locked On NBA Draft podcast. 4 days a week, credentialed draft experts give you scouting reports, draft rumors, mock drafts, all of that stuff. So follow Locked On NBA Draft on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Like I said before the break, I compare this. I love 30 Rock. 30 Rock's a great show. There's an episode for those of you who don't follow it. Sorry. You should watch the show. Go binge it. But if you do follow it, Tracy Jordan has an episode where he's chasing his EGOT and he does a one-man show. And he basically improvises the one-man show, gets rave reviews, and then realizes, oh, no, I got to do that again? And the whole episode is like him trying to figure out how to duplicate a one-of-a-kind performance so he can win his Tony. Okay? That's the premise. That's the setup. See where I'm going with this? The Boston Celtics have a script this season. Get punched in the face and collapse. You got a glass jaw. They are fragile. When adversity hits, they crumble. That's the script. So when the script called for them to crumble early in the fourth quarter when they went cold, or crumble late in the game when Marcus Smart had that turnover with a couple minutes to go, they improvised their way out of it. And now there should be rave reviews for that win. They pulled out a great win. This was a great win. Whether you want to, however you want to view it in the long, in the big picture, I don't care. In the short term, one game, this was a great win against the team that they're competing against, that they were tied with, against a team with a great defense, a very physical team. The Celtics took the shots, responded when they haven't at all this season, and put together a win where they closed the team out and they didn't falter. That's All great stuff. And afterwards, like, Brad Stevens was like, finally, like, well, he didn't say finally, but he said, that is a Celtics win. That's the kind of win that we're used to, where there is toughness, where you can count on the guys that you have on the floor to step up. Everybody did their job on the floor. Everybody. Sure, there were mistakes, but I mean, that's going to happen in the game. How do you respond? Everybody did a good thing. Now do it again. Give them their flowers. Congratulations. Now do it again. Because this could be a turning point. But we don't know that it's a turning point until we see where they go. Right? It could just be like spinning your wheels, going around in circles, and like, oh, this looked great. Oh, no, never mind. Friday comes along and they, you know, cruise against Minnesota and kind of relax and have a crappy game and lose. And that would just erase all of this. Do it again. Because Minnesota's going to come in. And they're going to present, you know, their own challenges. Minnesota is not a good team, but they're going to present their own challenges for sure. And so don't look out and see, hey, this team has only won 13 games. Go out there and say, hey, look, this team also beat the Knicks this season. This team has a win against the Suns. They've got a win against the Blazers. They've got a win against the Pelicans. It's not like they're completely garbage. They are not a good team, but they've also got Karl Anthony Towns. They've also got good players. I mean, the Pacers aren't great, but they took the Pacers to, you know, the Pacers needed to hold on to beat Minnesota 141-137. Like, they're not going to just walk in here and be like, oh, you're the Celtics. We're going to lay down. Please don't hurt us. They're going to come in and fight. So the Celtics have to do it again. And then try to do it again as the Celtics head out on the road. Because after this, they now head out to the West Coast. And they've got to play... they've got to play the Lakers in that. And the Lakers are, you know, still hurt, but don't discount the Lakers game. They've got to play the Nuggets, who are rolling. They got to play them on a Sunday afternoon. That's the first game of the road trip. The Nuggets, who right now are a buzzsaw, they got to play Portland. Go out, do it again against Minnesota. Prove that this was real. Prove that this was real. This was a great win, but it's meaningless. It's not a turning point. It's not all of the things that you said it would be if you don't beat Minnesota. You beat Minnesota. You beat New York. You've got, what is that, 4-3 on this homestand? Not great, but you still won. It's not great, but you still picked one up and you're within striking distance. It's a lot of hard work. They've got a lot of hard work ahead of them, but if they can do it again, if they can build on this and not let the adversity get them down, if they can respond the way they responded, might have something here. They might. We'll see. Friday night, Minnesota, Sunday afternoon in Denver. So I'll be covering both of those games on Sunday night in the Monday podcast. I still got one more podcast coming for you tomorrow, so make sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts. A reminder, by the way, if you are a hot sauce fan, make sure you're checking out Crack Hot Sauce. That's C-R-A-I-C. It's an Irish word pronounced crack, like crack, but it's C-R-A-I-C, Crack Hot Sauce. It's a craft hot sauce out of Lowell, made with local ingredients by a Boston Celtics season ticket holder. If you like hot sauce, and I love hot sauce, they've got some amazing flavors. And if you go to cracksauce.com, C-R-A-I-C, sauce, crackpipe.com. Use the code Celtics. You're going to get 10% off their four-bottle Crack Sauce Complete Collection. So I think it's worth it. Support a local business. Support a Celtics fan. This stuff is delicious. If you want some heat in your food, do it. Thanks for listening, you regular listeners. A 5-star rating and a good written review would be amazing. Share the podcast. Tell your friends that they should be listening to the Locked On Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network.
Thank you for making Locked On Celtics the number one Boston Celtics podcast on the planet.